Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Troubles can be a blessing for believers. I know it sounds like an oxymoron, so let me explain. What I mean by this is that the Lord can sometimes use our troubles to remind us that he's a deliverer. Yes, God can allow you to face a storm just so that you will draw closer to him, so that you'll know him as your hope and your rescue. Consider this. If Joseph hadn't been rejected by his brothers, if he hadn't been sold as a slave, would he have known that God would lift him up to become one of the most powerful men in Egypt? If the woman with the issue of blood hadn't suffered for so long, would she have known that God is a healer? If a man named Bartimaeus wasn't blind, would he have known that God could give sight? You see, all these people had troubles. But that trouble was a blessing because it's their issue that allowed them to experience God's power. And the thing is, with some of us, it is that it takes trouble. It takes a tough situation to finally get us on our knees to pray. Some of us need a trial. We need to be put in a tough place in order to desperately seek the Lord. Sure, it hurts when those troubles come. But when we keep an eternal perspective, we can say like Paul said, that the troubles I face, no matter how difficult, no matter how overbearing they may seem at the time, they are in fact light because they are only for a short while and because they lead to the glories of heaven. You see, God is faithful to empower you to stand strong and victorious and not to be defeated. And so I have one simple message today, and that is because Jesus was victorious over Satan, you too can walk in victory. You can have faith to stand against Satan's attack and win. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to be oppressed. So how then do we live a victorious life? How can we battle against the raging current and realize the peace and victory that God wants us to have? Well, as Christians, we have to come to a point of realization that there is a battle that's going on for our soul. But God has already provided the path to our ultimate victory through his grace and through his mercy. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. And one of the main principles that we need to understand is that in order to receive the victory from God, we need to understand that he's already won. He has already defeated every enemy.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Every devil, every challenge, and every demon. Saints, God has already won. The battle has already been fought, and He has already won the victory for us. If we could only understand that, then we'll experience true power and real victory in our lives. Saints, we overcome through Jesus. And yes, it may be a tough battle at times, but we know that the Lord told us to take up our cross and follow Him. As we do this, we will walk in victory. It doesn't mean that we'll never be persecuted. Oh, we will. But we will overcome. It doesn't mean that we'll never experience setbacks. Setbacks will come. But in Jesus, we will overcome. I love that Psalm 91, verses 9 through 11 say, "Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways."
Your trial will be a testimony for others to see how they can make it too. And the word I'd like to give you is that you are already equipped with what you need in order to survive this. You are already equipped with what you need in order to overcome this. You have what it takes. You have more than enough. So start declaring that you are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. Your physical eyes might not yet see it, but activate your spiritual eyes and declare God's word, which says that I've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. There is power in the blood of Jesus, and His plans are for you to prosper. They are plans which are good, to give you a hope and a future, because you are that important to God. Begin to see the worth in your life through God's word. God is trying to tell you, yes, you are that important. You can overcome if you hold on to me, if you hold on to my word and promises. The storm you are facing could be God saying to you, I need you to go through this for a specific reason and for this specific season. So before you go anywhere else searching for solutions, in Jesus you have someone who moves mountains. A God who performs miracles. A God who can make a way when there seems to be no way. Nothing is impossible with God.
The Apostle Paul said in Romans that I am persuaded. I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, no height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is God's word. This is where my faith comes from. His word. The more I spend time in His word, the more I meditate on His word, the more that my belief changes. I begin to see that it was the mercy of God that woke me up. It's the grace of God that I am alive, physically able, and of sound mind. I begin to see that my tomorrow is in God. So as my belief grows, as my faith grows, my perspective changes. I am persuaded that for me, to live is Christ. I am persuaded that even in death, as a believer, there is God's love in eternal life. I am persuaded that even angels or principalities cannot separate me from the love of God. Faith is a value system that guides our life. The uncomfortable part is that our faith must stand trial. There needs to be opposition for your faith to grow and be strengthened. So even in your darkest hour, those moments where you pray and say, God, I need a miracle now. When you need healing, when you need Him to save your children, when your marriage looks to have hit rock bottom, These are some of the trials we must face. But if God can part the Red Sea for Moses, if he can take Joseph from the prison to the palace, if God can save three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, from a fiery furnace, if he can heal the woman with the issue of blood, then God can come through for you in your situation. So how do we find the strength to stand? Where do we find the strength? In those times where I think I have gone as far as I can, I tell myself, Psalm 46, verse 1, God is my refuge and my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Nehemiah 8, verse 10, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Isaiah 41, verse 10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 32, verse 7. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. It can be so easy to give into worry, fear, and despair. But with him, we can find strength and look forward to wonderful things. He gives us hope.
In state and local government, tech upgrades aren't optional, they're essential. Whether it's improving digital services, protecting public data, or modernizing outdated systems, the demand for skilled IT professionals has never been higher. CBT Nuggets helps you stay ahead with affordable, on-demand IT training that's built for your schedule. Our short, practical videos and hands-on virtual labs make it easy to build real-world skills in networking, cybersecurity, cloud technologies, and more. You don't need expensive hardware or complicated setups, just a browser and the motivation to grow. Whether you're an IT admin, public service tech, or new to the field, CBT Nuggets gives you the tools to better support your team and your community. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of learners who are upgrading their skills and advancing their careers. Start your 7-day free trial today at cbtnuggets.com. Because smarter tech skills don't just help you, they help your whole community succeed.